SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
It's the one-year anniversary since the start of the war in Sudan between the Sudanese armed forces and the rapid support forces. The fighting has pushed more than 8 million people to be displaced, killed more than 14,000, and has left around 25 million people in need of humanitarian assistance. The United Nations describes the situation in Sudan as one of the world's most severe humanitarian crises. UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres says there needs to be a bigger push from across the world for a ceasefire in Sudan.
Indiscriminate attacks that are killing, injuring and terrorizing civilians could amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. Aid convoys have been targeted, humanitarian personnel and warehouses have been attacked, women and girls are subject to rampant sexual violence. And meanwhile, the impact of the conflict is spilling across borders. The main problem is clear. There are two generals that have opted for a military solution and have until now obstructed all serious efforts of mediation.
In an international humanitarian conference in the French capital, Paris, France, Germany and the European Union met to discuss Sudan and neighbouring countries. The conference brought together ministers and representatives of 58 states, including groups such as the African Union and the World Health Organization. French President Emmanuel Macron says international donors have pledged more than $3 billion in humanitarian aid for Sudan in line with the year-long anniversary. The European Union accounted for close to half of the total aid pledges. Mr. Macron says the aid will go towards food, water, medicines and other urgent needs, but he's pushing for more support in Sudan.
Today, from this mobilization, all of our presence, it sends a clear message we are sending to the belligerents. We are making a solemn appeal out of respect for international humanitarian rights and for the protection of the civil population. We were exhorting them to install a ceasefire without delay in order to enable humanitarian organizations to reach the entirety of those in Sudan who are in need. We are calling for the reopening of every entry point along the borders to enable the transport and efficient delivery of aid. No zone should remain isolated. Access to humanitarian aid mustn't be instrumentalized for military ends.
In Australia, there are calls for more support in Sudan. Dr. Annabelle Delhunty works with the Crawford School of Public Policy at the Australian National University. She says Australia focuses a lot on defence, but it should invest more into helping with the root causes.
The conflict, for example, in Sudan at the moment, and you know, absolutely tiny amounts of humanitarian assistance in many cases. And we see how a defence solution is often the sort of the last minute thing that a country can do. We need to actually invest in peace. And the only way to invest in peace is to look at issues of poverty and issues of inequality globally. So I think that aid spending actually is a long-term prospect for Australia and global peace.
The United Nations humanitarian campaign says they need around $4.2 billion to get food, healthcare and other supplies for Sudan. In a statement, the Norwegian Refugee Council's country director in Sudan, Will Carter, says the pledges represented only half of the $6.2 billion needed in Sudan and in neighbouring countries. He says the test for the international community will be in the weeks and months to come. Yusuf Saudi, SBS News.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organization a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.